Chicago is known for a couple of things. Its weather, being a great sports town, one of the best summer cities in the world, and for its food. Whether it be beefs, dogs, or pizza, everyone has their favorite spot. Al's or Johnny's Beef, Superdog or the Wiener Circle, or maybe it's Pequod's over Giordano's. Let's figure this thing out. It's time for
Food Fight!
Here's John Landecker and Dan Levy.
Oh, yeah. Regardless of anything else that may be happening, we are here at 720 WGN, at least I am, and Dan, too.
As hello!
As opposed to Dan 1. Dan 1, Dan 2.
And maybe camera someday, one, camera may, two.
Maybe
camera
someday,
one, camera two.
And it's 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. And food fight time here at 720 WGN. Tonight, I think, an interesting culinary clash. Huh, about that? Steak and lobster, which, of course, somebody came up with the idea of serving both at the same time and calling it surf and turf, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So that says to me, I mean, I haven't thought about this until, we're going to do lobster versus steak. And I'm like, well, they must be two unbelievably popular things at restaurants. You know what I'm saying? Steak must be really popular. Lobster must be really popular. And somebody just said, well, you know what? Why not we just put some of that together? I mean, they don't.
It's always a winning combination, but it's very rare because number one, lobster is usually market priced,
and I'm
one of the few people that doesn't want to ask. What are we looking at here?
Oh man, no, there's no question about that. Prices for lobster can be astronomical.
Oh my lord, yes, and steak these days. Hello, that's
expensive. Yeah. If you want to get a quality one, you bet. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything is expensive these days, let alone get a bone and ribeye at a restaurant.
Now, wait. Now, that brings up a legitimate question that I had.
Mm.
Does a bone in ribeye, that's a steak, yes?
Yes.
As opposed to like a New York strip, which is a slab of meat.
The ribeye is a more fattier cut, it's the tastier cut.
Right, but we still consider it part of the steak family.
Ribeye, most definitely.
But steak tartare, you know what that is, don't you?
That's a top sirloin that's raw. Usually there's like an egg and there's a vinegar base that kind of almost
So I guess that's a steak too, because that's what they call it. But it wouldn't qualify to me. Well, then if that's chopped up and it's a steak, then hamburger's a steak.
Yeah, well, no, the hamburger is kind of like the hot dog of the beef world.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a little bit
of everything.
It's all chopped up, right?
But it's all kinds of mixtures in there. It's all kinds of stuff going on for the cow that's included in there. That's why it's called ground beef.
Well, you know, I certainly don't have anything against steak, because I do love a good quality. Well, how do you take your steak?
I lie. You know what? Usually I'm a medium kind of guy. If it goes to the medium rare, okay. If they go medium well, I'm not mad. Just, it's got to have some level of pink in there, and I'm done with it. What about
you? I'm medium rare.
You're medium rare. So if it becomes more rarish, are you okay with that?
Yeah. Well, to a point,
Right.
But I think that it retains more flavor if it's on the rare side. I mean, if you burn the thing to a crisp, you know, well done. I mean, you're going to taste like crust.
But I will say there are certain cuts that lend better to well done. Like my wife, she likes it all the way well done. So occasionally she'll get a skirt steak from a restaurant that's well done.
Oh, yes.
And that is fine. Well done.
Right. Yeah.
But if you do a ribeye or a filet or anything like those well done, you're going at your own risk.
By the way, Food Fight sponsored by AndersonCandyShop.com. So, all right, do a little pitch for steak, and then I'll do a little pitch for lobster.
Steak, well, I think we've already covered it. It's the rich, it's the delicious, it is everything you want. When you go out to a nice restaurant, you're getting the steak. You may not get, not everybody is can do seafood. Some people are allergic to lobsters, and again,
shellfish,
that market price that's right next to it, you never know what's going on. But steak, you can do it on its own. You can make steak tacos, salads, sandwiches. I mean, there's people out there that do steaks raw, like we said, tartare. There's so many different ways you could use steak that it just lends itself so much better. With lobster, it's only a couple ways you're going to go with that. Maybe, I mean, you'll have it steamed, you'll have it boiled, maybe you'll have it in a mac and cheese, but again, there's a select audience that really goes for the lobster, whereas steak, I mean, I think my son's been eating steak since he was able to chew. Lobster is a hard, it's a harder sell to do lobster than it is a steak.
Well, to a certain extent, I think, you know, seafood, people get into seafood initially, I think, with shellfish, if you can, if you can eat that. I mean, with like shrimp and lobster
and crab, you
know, yeah, and fried shrimp and all that kind of stuff. And it's even at fast food restaurants, things like that. But then once you get, you know, a little more into it,
seasoned,
you know, yeah, you've got your lobster, and then you've got the price. And usually, I think most people, I believe, would probably just order it and then use, you know, the drawn butter, right, to dip the
and that's the other thing. There's only so many. There's always so many directions you're going to go with lobster because again, you're going to get it. You're going to get it steamed or whatever, and it's pretty much a butter drawn. And there's not much to it. A steak, you can pretty. It's a meal. I mean, if you just said, "Hey, I'm going to give you a lobster tail," and that's it, you need about six of those to be like, "All right."
Well,
I got
it depends
my
on the size of the lobster.
That's true.
You know, I mean, you can't tell the size of the cow from the steak that's from the steak that's
you
on your plate.
Head bulls, whatever, to get a good look at a T-bone steak, but I'd rather take his word for it. I'm with you. I'm with you.
More of the food fight coming up here on 720 WGN.
Food fight!
Let's get you back to food fight. Here's John and Dan.
Okay, 720 WGN. Also want to mention here on the food fight being produced tonight by Jack Heinrich, who's, I'm telling you right now, that Jack is of all trades, so to speak, in the producing world. And he has got some really cool things going on, okay? So he's over at Wrigley Field today because they're getting ready for this Winter Classic, right?
Yep.
And then are you doing the afternoon show that that Kevin's doing?
Yeah, Murphy. So, yeah, I'll be there with Kevin and Charlie, and then I'll be actually ringside for the game. So
not too
it'll be fun. I'll layer up, and I'm really looking forward to it. It was fun going today, and
I'll bet.
Yeah, it looks really cool there.
Yeah.
Did you get to skate? Right, today was a day where the media was allowed to skate on the ice, right?
Really?
Yeah, it was at 7, though, when we were doing Blackhawks Live, so me and Charlie had to miss it, unfortunately. But I can't skate, so maybe it'd be good if I wasn't there.
They let the media skate on the ice?
Oh, yeah. Apparently everyone. They've let them do that.
There's a joke there somewhere, but I don't have it.
I was going to say, that's how you know the media will speak nice about a last-place team in hockey.
Right.
Playing in the biggest... probably game they're going to have all season.
Well, and, you know, in very un-winter classic-like weather, I might add.
That's nice out.
New Year's Eve. And then guess who's on after that? Moi.
So,
Okay, so we're doing the food fight, steak versus lobster, and I like to play a bunch of stuff now in this point in the half hour where that relates to what we're talking about. First of all, I have three things. Do I have three things?
There's three.
Yes. Okay. And it's one of the reasons that I think lobster should get some extra points. But first, here is the Reverend Horton Heat from the album Smoke 'em If You Got 'em and a song entitled Eat Steak. And now we have Jake Sheen and the Lobster Twist.
Lobster, do the lobster twist. All you gotta do is twist like this. It was a sunny day on a Sunday afternoon. I was sitting on my blanket just a singing this tune. Grooving to the music and working on my tan. Digging, digging.
was in the sand when I looked up and saw a coming from the sea. A bunch of twisting lobsters. I counted 43.
Awesome.
That's a bunch awesome. Of twisting lobsters. I counted 43. And
so good.
The lobster gets a bonus because I think we mentioned this last week when we were deciding on the categories. And we were talking about a scene from a movie called Annie Hall with Diane Keaton and Woody Allen, where a lobster gets loose on the kitchen floor, a live one, obviously, and hides behind something. And laughter ensues.
Ali, now don't panic, please.
Stop it. I told you it's a mistake to ever bring a live thing in the house.
Stop it. Don't do that. Go to that one. There.
You know, maybe we should just call the police. Dial 911. It's the lobster squad.
Come on, Ali. They're only baby ones, for God's sake.
If they're only babies, then you pick them up.
Oh, all right. All right. All right. Here.
Talk to them. You speak shellfish.
You know, that's before Woody Allen got creepy. obviously watching that scene to get the audio, it is hysterical. And you can tell that the two of them they're cracking up while they're trying to do their lines. You know what I mean? I mean, the laughter is just too wacky. And they're,
right.
It's just something else.
It's remarkable.
Yeah, it is. Jack, you wouldn't happen to know the totals, do you? On the
who won this?
You do?
I got him here. What a producer! I'm telling you. Hold on.
Extraordinaire.
Take your time. No problem. Take your time.
Got it right here. Are you ready?
Steak has how many? 1,000 billion.
67%.
Steak.
Oh, that's not so bad.
I knew it. I mean, I knew it going in. I mean.
It's a tough one to battle, but I'll say this. We picked up the one topic where the both of them actually complement each other. So it's kind of hard to have one without the other. And when you're really enjoying a decadent meal, if someone says we're doing surf and turf, I am in for a treat.
Oh, sure. You bet. So like next week, I heard a little chatter down the line before we came on.
What do you think?
Were we doing potato chips and popcorn?
We were doing potato. The better snack to have while you're binge watching at home: potato chips or popcorn.
Popcorn. Take whatever you want.
I'll go popcorn.
All right, I'll go potato chips. I got to tell you,
wonderful.
Something. I was talking to Jack off the air. So I went to a movie today. I saw that Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic.
Oh, how was that? I heard it's supposed to be really good.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. We could talk about it at, like, some other time. I mean, that era that they go start the movie with is like late 50s, early 60s.
Right.
And the quote unquote folkies who are around at that time, like Pete Seeger and, I forget exactly some of the other people that they made reference to, but it's good. It's good. Is it great? Nah, but it's good. Anyway, I'm totally off topic. What an amazing idea. So I'm sitting there with popcorn, right?
Ooh.
And I say to my wife, who was the person, who came up with the idea that popcorn should be served at movie theaters? Who put that together? Whose concept was that? Because, I mean...
I know. Who says it and goes, fine, I'm going to pop this corn?
At a movie theater.
Yes.
I mean, now it's like almost...
sacrilegious to not do it, yes.
Yeah, you go into the movie theater, you want some popcorn? Yeah. I mean, it's even...
Well, who was the genius that said, we should get this 3-cent food and charge it like 900% in bulk and just sell it as another reason of even coming to the movie. That person should win awards for the rest of their life.
I mean, I've been eating popcorn at the movies all my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you any time before then.
So sometime there had to be a point where there were, there was a point where there were no movies, obviously. Then there were movies, and you're going to think like at the first silent film that was shown at a theater, they go, you know what? We need some popcorn in here. I mean, I mean, I guess you could come up with the idea of snacks, but this has become institutionalized. This
the person I have the most respect for, the most questions for, is the one that went, these are oysters. I bet I could eat it raw. Who was the first person that said, I'm taking down the oysters?
Oh, you don't like raw oysters?
I love raw oysters, but who's the first person that went, I'm going to do this?
Well, probably some hungry person back in the days where they're like, you know.
But you're really taking on a risk, right? You're like,
well, they didn't know that. They didn't know
that. I'm not even going to cook it. I'm just going to slam it.
I haven't had raw oysters in a long time.
But they're so good when you do
them. They are great.
Put all the hot sauce and all
absolutely.
They're delicious.
Oh, come on. I love them.
Such a delicacy.
Hey, listen, I know you got a bargument thing happening, this podcast of yours. We decided next week, potato chips, popcorn.
Popcorn.
All right. So the Barguments podcast.
Barguments, we did a roundtable of a bunch of different people that came on, and we went through a lot of cool topics, but one of which that stood out, would you rather have the Jedi Force or Harry Potter's magic?
Well, just off the top of my head, I think I'd rather have the Jedi Force.
That's what a lot of people say, but I don't know. Harry Potter was taking down grown adults with that thing, and all he needed was just to say some words. So, I don't know. Well, they're both pretty cool.
Oh, man. Oh, absolutely.
It's hard to put down the Jedi Force, I'll give you that.
Yeah, but if you take the Jedi Force, you immediately acknowledge that there's a dark side.
That's true.
Right.
Same with the Harry Potter magic, though.
The name that will not be said, right?
That's true. And I'll be honest, at least for Harry Potter's magic, they had a school for it. They taught them what to do.
What? Now, hold on.
The Jedi was just like, you got trained by a little green alien and you had to run around with them for a little while. At least in the school, they're like, all right, open up your textbooks. Here's how you make something small. Let's give it a whirl.
Being trained by Yoda, one-on-one as a tutor would be, methinks, not so bad to learn my
Jedi. That's true, but give me about 90 minutes of him talking backwards like that. I'd be like, I made the wrong decision. I don't know. It's not even cute anymore. What are we doing here? Just tell me what I got to do, and I'm going to choke somebody. What do I do?
So where are these barguments?
These barguments can be downloaded anywhere that you get your podcasts. You'll find it. Barguments, you'll get it on all your platforms. Enjoy it, tell a friend, share it with everybody you got, and have some popcorn and some chips and some candy from our people up there, too, that are sponsoring this. So yes, enjoy all that. Listen to arguments.
All right, so coming up after 8:30, we're going to talk to Mike. Let me make sure I get this right. Tremaglio, who is an archivist who specializes in Led Zeppelin.
Ooh.
And today is the anniversary of Led Zeppelin recorded live for the first time.
That's awesome.
And when I saw that headline, I just assumed, oh, really? They did a live album? No, that's not it at all. It was a bootleg. Done on this kid's tape recorder at Gonzaga University. And Zeppelin wasn't even a thing then. They hadn't even released their album yet.
That's unbelievable.
And this really bad quality bootleg is available. I found some cuts on YouTube. And needless to say, the quality is horrible. But when I saw recorded live, I'm like, oh, yeah, a live album. No. So we'll learn more about that with Mike Tremaglio coming up. But right now it's I'll talk to you next week, okay?
Later, guys. Thank you.
All right.